Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan here on this Monday morning. And joining me over the phone is the headliner for the Bandstand Entertainment at Neowalla this Saturday. And that is Trett Charles. Trett, how are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on and talking. So before we kind of talk about what the performance coming up Saturday, what's your kind of background? You know, how long have you been playing? And just talk a little bit about your life.
Man, honestly, I've been playing music most of my life. I followed in the footsteps of a lot of my family. My whole family, they play country music, and both my uncles traveled. And when I was a kid, I was the one that was sitting on the side of the stage that fell in love with the scenery of it. And ever since then, it kind of just fell into the footsteps of doing what they did. So now I've been doing professionally. I've been doing it for about 7 years, but did Christian music before I did this, and so I've been doing this country music side of it for about 7 years now. So
what can people expect to hear Saturday night from you during your performance?
Me and the band are excited. This is actually the first time that I've actually heard about how big Neowalla was. I've heard about it before, but didn't realize how exciting and fun it is. And so we're super excited to play for everybody. And my wife is actually from Kansas, and so she was super excited when they called and asked us to come play. And my management team was excited too. And so we're putting together a cool show for this, because we're gonna play some of my original music. Obviously, I want people to hear some of the stuff I've wrote, but we're gonna play a lot of we're gonna do a lot of cover stuff too, and just have fun with everybody, and just kind of have a good time with everybody. So,
where are you from, Trett?
So I'm actually from Oklahoma. I was born and raised in Oklahoma. I grew up in a town called Collinsville, Oklahoma. Small little country towns. Just kind of peaceful to me, anyway. but that's where I grew up. I grew up in Collinsville, Oklahoma, and a lot of good country people here, and you kind of love that lifestyle, and that's what I grew up with. So,
I'm an Okie myself, originally from Oklahoma. Grew up in Adair, Oklahoma.
I love me some Adair people.
There you go. All right, that's great to hear. So yeah, I'm familiar. I'm definitely know what you're talking about with that area. So well,
yeah, you understand Adair's same way.
Yeah.
Good country people that just everybody knows everybody, and that's kind of how I enjoy that. A lot of people, some people don't like that, but I enjoy that. You walk into a cafe and you just say hi to the first 50 people you see, but some people don't enjoy that, but I do, because a lot of those people that are in there, they know who you are. They know, a lot of them have probably built you up and grew you as a person. So it's kind of important. It's an important thing to me anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're going to enjoy the area. Independence is similar. I've been in this area for the last just over 5 years, and it's very similar to home. So I think you'll enjoy being down here, or up here, I should say, and performing. And so you're going to go on at 7:30, but there's a lot of Bandstand Entertainment. I just go over that real quick. 1 o'clock, the Mudbugs, Cajun, and Zydeco Band. 2:30, Bill and Monica's Excellent Adventure. 4 o'clock is The Business. 5:30, Tracy and the Time Travelers. And then 7:30, Trett Charles will wrap up the night on Saturday. That's this coming Saturday, as a part of the Bandstand Entertainment for Neowalla. So I'm sure people are excited to hear some great performances this weekend.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear other people. You know, that's what I've enjoyed. You know, some people don't. Some people don't get into that. But you know, I enjoy getting to show up to shows and hear people that I haven't heard before, or meet other bands and stuff like that. You know, I think it's important to do things like that, because some people, you know, they take that and they enjoy meeting other people too. So it you know, the way I look at it, it takes a village. It's a cool thing. So.
All right. Anything spooky planned for your performance? You know, Niwala, Halloween. Halloween just a couple of days away. Anything spooky that you know you may have got going or anything like that?
Man, I actually had somebody ask me that the other day, and honestly, I don't know. I haven't got that far. We've been so busy playing that I have not really even remotely think about that. You never know. I might make our drummer do something crazy.
There you go.
He's the one I pick on the most. He's the baby of the band.
All right. Well, Trett, tell people, you know, after Niwala, where can they find out information about you and maybe catch you again, you know, after they enjoy your performance on Saturday?
You can find us on TrettCharles.com. We have our Facebook at, you know, Trett Charles Music, and also on our Instagram and stuff. We post pretty regularly of where our stuff is and where we're playing. I think we have still quite a bit of shows left of the year, and then we'll take a break for a little bit and start back up. I think we've already booked about 30 shows for next year, so.
All right. Well, thanks for taking some time to talk with us. Encourage people to check you out 7:30 on Saturday for Niwala. Trett Charles will be the wrapping the show up for the great Bandstand Entertainment again, 7:30 on Saturday. Trett, again, thanks for coming on, and enjoy the rest of your week, and good luck on Saturday.
Well, like I said, appreciate you guys having me. Like I said, I hope Niwala is excited, because we are super excited to be playing for them. And we'll see you guys Saturday.
All right. You've been listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.